It's time to get up. Get up. Get up. Wake up in the morning. With Martin Bester. What's that?
How's it going? Lekker zonnige donderdagochtend. Morgen, morgen, morgen. So the DJs are fighting. Get the popcorn. It's Black Coffee and Euphonic versus Dave from the Kiffness. Long story short, Black Coffee and Euphonic were on a flight. Euphonic made a video which was distributed by both them and Black Coffee. And Dave from the Kiffness took offense. The video was about a female pilot on this flight. This is what the Euphonic DJ had to say.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Guys, let's compare taxi drivers. How pretty is yours?
Guys, let's compare taxi drivers. How pretty is yours? Dave from the Kiffness then sent DM, as it turns out, a direct message to Black Coffee saying, dude, that is just a little bit insensitive, don't you think? Black Coffee then uitgevaar. He blocked him on Instagram and told him to bleep off. Didn't want to take this. I'm asking you, whose side are you on, Lisa Laurie?
No, I'm on Dave's side here. You know, I don't think Euphonic would have made that video if the pilot wasn't female. And also, if you check out the video, you'll see that she greets him. And then her mood changes when she realizes where he's headed with his comments. He is...
Is it that bad, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it is that bad.
Yes. Martin, have you ever had to leave any space that you were in and had to take a cab or something, and you have on your high heels or and your dress, and you walk past maybe a taxi rank, I don't know, where people are a building site, and guys then just feel the need to hoi you a little bit of their comments to go. No, it's just disrespectful. Yeah.
No, it is disrespectful. It's like objectifying her.
Yes.
And she should really feel proud about herself. So are you saying she didn't feel proud about herself in that moment?
No.
It wasn't a compliment. She didn't feel it to be a compliment.
Would you
if you look at her face,
yeah.
If you look at her face, it didn't look like she took it as a compliment.
And
right?
Also, he wasn't speaking to her.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, okay.
He wasn't. He was trying to be cute about it and make a fun moment for social media. And that's why you can see her face. It's like, I'm not here for this.
All right, so you reckon Dave from the Kiffness was well within his rights to call them out about this and make them feel horrible about this. What are your thoughts about this? Should she have taken it as a compliment?
No.
How pretty is your taxi driver compared to ours? Or is it just a plain case of, what's the word we're looking for?
Objectifying.
Objectification.
The simple test is, would you say it to a man?
Mm.
If you wouldn't, don't.
Don't.
Here's my question, though. Is it really still a big thing?
Yes.
In the year of our Lord.
Yes, it is. And it shouldn't. That's the thing that upsets a lot of people. And you see, for someone like Dave standing up, it's not that we need somebody to stand up for us. It's the fact that he's standing up with us and saying this isn't right. You know, and
are women sometimes a little bit oversensitive?
No.
No. No, Martin, we're not.
Is it a common thing that men objectify women like that?
Yes.
Are you sure that that pilot didn't see it as maybe a compliment?
Did you see her face? Does she look like she's excited?
Where's
she's smiling?
Video?
The video is available on our social media and on our blog.
Okay.
You can see that she's uncomfortable. As soon as she realizes, she greets him because she's polite. And once he starts with making silly comments, objectifying her, then she changes her face changes. She changes the direction of her face, looks straight in front of her. She's annoyed. She's irritated.
Feels less about herself, actually.
Exactly.
Here's the remark, just in case you just tuned in now. This is a South African DJ who was flying with a female pilot.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Guys, let's compare taxi drivers. How pretty is yours?
People are calling sexism. People are calling objectification. What do you say?
Welke man wat sulke goeders rondgooi en dink is 'n kompliment. Vra vir jouself, sal ek gemaklik daarmee wees as iemand in die tronk vir my dit sê?
Wow, that escalated. Wow, in die tronk. Ja, dis 'n perspektief.
Martin, in this day and age, men still thinking that they can be like, oh, my taxi driver is prettier than yours, please. Women are so much more than that.
So much more than that. That's the profound statement right there. What say ye?
Morning, Martin and team. I actually agree with the girls. Like, it is sad that women are objectified the way they are. But we unfortunately live in a world of sugar babies and sugar daddies. So you can't exactly blame men for thinking the way they do when there are girls putting themselves out there like that.
I want to pick up on that point and point out the grid girls conversation. These girls that stand with those boards at races, holding the boards, no one's forcing them to do that. They willingly take up that job. They get paid for it. Do you resent them for that? Are they giving women a bad name? Is it a good thing that they just take the job out of? It's like those ring ladies, those ring girls, you know, boxing matches as well. And they're so proud of themselves doing that, parading in a costume and a bikini, holding up a board with a round number. So are they giving other women a bad name for it?
You know, I think so. It's very difficult there, but it's still, you are putting yourself in that situation. But then again, they're bringing in the grid guys as well. Now,
what?
Yes, Monaco is keeping grid girls, but alongside grid guys.
Hoe voel jy oor die story?
Môre Martin. Ag, vandag se lewe is net baie sad. 'N Mens moet so mooi kyk wat 'n mens sê deesdae. Jy mag niks sê nie, want dan is jy die of daai of mense is oorig. Maar as ek nou vandag vir Elma Smit sê, sal ek pragtig vandag. En objectimize gaan nie, dit is 'n kompliment. As sy nou gaan sit en bloos daar, is dit dan nie my skuld nie, maar sy is 'n pragtige vrou. So ja, en dit is maar net 'n kompliment.
But just because you're doing something doesn't give anybody the right to address you in a certain way. It's like saying when I was modeling, you can walk up and you can objectify me. You can, you know, you can make videos and you can post it anywhere. Just because I put myself there for reasons that you wouldn't know doesn't give you the right to objectify me, to sexually objectify me, to put me out on social media. It just because they're doing that does not give you the right to react any certain way. No, there's no opening of doors because of certain things. You don't know why people are doing certain things. I was a model to put myself through school to become an accountant.
Because and you can.
Yes. And just being a model doesn't give you the chance to say, ooh, lack a boda. No.
I think it's also very important to note that if someone says to me, Alma, yes, buy a moi, then I'll take it as a compliment. But as happened recently when I'm hosting a conference as an MC and a man says to me, hey, wanneer gaan jy 'n bietjie vir ons dans? Would you say that to a man hosting a conference?
I think that he confused you with Liesel.
Aye!
Dancing with the Stars.
Nee,
ek hoor jou. Mense dink nie lekker partyke nie.
My persoonlike opinie is dat hy dalk bietjie geïntimideer voel dat 'n vrou sulke hoë kwalifikasies kan hê om daar in na 'n vliegtuig te kan vlieg. En hy kan dan nou nie. So hy probeer homself seker nou maar net laat beter voel.
Goed gesê.
I agree with Dave and the ladies in studio because I do not think it is okay to do that to her, especially in the sense that she is a highly qualified professional and she should be, you know, appreciated for maybe that instead, not just her looks. And as a woman, it's awful absolutely. When people do that to you. It's absolutely degrading. So yeah, I'm with the ladies in studio.
Start your day with Martin Bester. I wanna wake up with you in the morning. Giving you a fun way to wake up. All I wanna do
is turn it up. Yeah.